Good evening. There's a Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rav Yochanan Vosner, and he told a story that he met a young man. He's about in his mid 20s, 26, 27 years old, and Vosner is a big Talmid Chacham, and he met this young man, and he was talking to him and learning. And he noticed, as he's talking to him and asking him questions, etc., that he's really a very, very gifted learner. The guy had been through Shas multiple times, who knew Shas, he knew Shulchan Aruch, he knew the amount that most people at his age would never know. He was very impressed by the guy. And he mentioned to someone, he met this young man, he's like so impressed by his, you know, great knowledge, and he must be a tremendous learner, etc. And the person he's talking to, he says, do you know the story about this guy? He says, no, what's the story about this guy? So he said, when he was 13, 14, 15, he was a nice boy, regular. No one thought he was particularly, you know, a future Talmid Chacham. Nothing's particularly special about him. And one year, at the beginning of the yeshiva, beginning of school year, so he came into the yeshiva, and there was a new boy in the yeshiva. And this new kid was very, very quiet, very, very shy, painfully shy. And one of the first mornings in yeshiva, they offered him an aliyah. They called him up for an aliyah. And the kid, if he would have known, he's like, I don't want an aliyah. But they called him up already. So it was like too late. So he gets up there and he gets an aliyah. And he can barely get the words out. He fumbles the words. He's like so embarrassed. It's like the most embarrassing experience for this kid. He messes it up. He fumbles. He's stuttering. The whole thing. And you know how it is in high school. So kids start to murmur, making noise. People are watching. And the longer that goes on, the more embarrassing it is for the kid. So this boy, the future Talmid Chacham, goes over to the Gabbai and he says, I want Hagba. You want Hagba? I want Hagba. It's fine. So he gives him Hagba. It's like, yeah, Amor, he calls me up for Hagba. And the boy takes his hands and he switches it and he does a Simchas Torah Hagba on a regular Monday morning. And all the kids are like, what is he doing? And the Rebbeim like, stop it. Everyone's like, makes a whole fuss. It's a bizayon, it's embarrassing to say for Torah, it's terrible. And all anybody can talk about after davening in the, you know, Cheder Ochel is the ridiculous thing this guy did, the bizayon, it's horrible with the Hagba. And what are they not talking about? The kid who embarrassed himself with the Aliyah. So one of the Rosh Yeshiva was terribly upset. He said we should suspend him for the day. It's terrible what he did. It was embarrassing. And the other Rosh Yeshiva said, I think there's something that's going on here. And he calls over the young man. He says to him, what was that? And he admits to him. He says, I did it because I didn't want everyone talking about this kid. I wanted them to talk about me instead. So he said, it's beautiful. Obviously, he didn't suspend him. He said, it's amazing. He gave him big yeshakayach. And from that time, after the young man did this tremendous chesed for this new boy, something changed about him. He now had a renewed sense of self-esteem, confidence, and he changed. And he was able to apply himself in learning and in life in a way he hadn't before. That was the story of this 26-year-old Talmid Chacham who was such a... And I think it's such an important story because so often we think that when we sacrifice for somebody else, okay, it's the right thing to do, we lose out, but it's the right thing to do. And I think this story, it so tells us what we know is so often true, right? That when we sacrifice for somebody, when we think about the needs of another person, not only do we not lose in our own personal life, we grow, we change, we get the potential to transform. And I think Badafka, during this time, as we're just, you know, our whole job during the 9 days is to start to turn our focus away from ourselves and onto other people. And we think, again, we think that I have to sacrifice, I have to give up, I have to offer something from myself. And the MS is that you don't lose at all, you gain so much. So as we continue to dig deep during the 9 days, thinking about ways we can think about other members of Klal Yisrael, I think the chizik that we get from such a story is that you don't lose. The sacrifice isn't really a sacrifice. It's actually the best investment you can make in yourself. To take the time here and there to stop thinking about ourselves and think about somebody else.